Joining us now in our studios is T.J. Heinrichsee from the city of Northfield. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Good, good. It's nice to have you in here. It's been a while, probably a year, I guess.
About that. It is about a year, yes, correct.
You know, the city always does this tree program, and do you still refer to it as the Boulevard Tree Program, or what do you call this?
Actually, there's a little bit something, a little new twist to it this year. We're going to call it the 2018 Arbor Day Tree Sale.
Oh, man.
And there's a reason for that.
Is there?
Okay. The reason for that is it helps us with our accreditation being a tree city. Mm-hmm. Tree City is a program put on by the Arbor Day Foundation across the United States, and this was the year we received our 20th accreditation to be in a tree city. So it was recommended that we kind of change the name and bring it to Arbor Day Tree Sale, which it kind of coincides with Arbor Day anyway.
Well, that's a good program anyway. It brings to the top of mind trees. You know, one of these days the yards will be free of snow and ice, and the ground will be thawed, and we'll be able to plant some trees here and start thinking about spring. Maybe not this week, but we can start thinking about the trees anyway. Are the species, the types of trees you can get yet, are those out?
Yes, we do. Today they're all out. We have about 10 different varieties of trees. We pick a variety to diversify the boulevards, tree sales, or what you put in your yard,
mm-hmm.
because we have to... Everybody's aware of the emerald ash borer and stuff like that's coming in the area. It's real kind of right in our backyard right now. And we kind of diversify just to make people plant different trees because this city is actually, everybody loves maple trees, but we are very maple tree strong in this town overall. Because
mm-hmm.
we did years ago a boulevard tree. I'm losing my mind this morning, sir.
A boulevard tree. Program?
Census, if
okay,
you want to call
survey,
that. Survey, if you want to call it that. We know exactly where all the boulevard trees are in
okay.
Northfield or in the parks. We know what species they are. We know the health of them they are.
Mm-hmm.
We did that years ago through Green Corps program, so it helped us identify what we are strong in trees. It was maples, it goes to ash, and then it goes on to different species after that.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking to diversify that a little bit more, so...
I've always been an advocate to diversify because there's umpteen little bugs out there that love different trees. I mean, there's another one coming from the east that is not partial to any species of tree. It loves everything, so it virtually goes after maple trees. So there we go again. I mean, the emerald ash borer right now, if you're familiar with 35W Buck Hill area,
mm-hmm.
it's that close to Northfield right now, even though part of our
wow.
city's in a quarantine, but, I mean, we have to face that. And you might know in your backyard we have, I mean, I can look out the window here and see quite a few ash trees, but we have to start producing, making people want to diversify, and
mm-hmm.
that's where the program comes into it.
All right. Let's talk about this year's lineup of tree species that you have. What do people have a choice of?
We have birch trees. We went to service berries. We have aspens. We have two species of crab apples. We have American elms, which are hybridized, not to have Dutch elm disease. We have, I picked a couple maples because everybody does like them.
Mm-hmm.
And we picked oak trees and we picked lilac trees. We picked some taller deciduous trees. We picked some smaller deciduous trees, which for your word all have leaves. We try not to pick conifers, pine trees, because we don't allow those on boulevards. But we try to get a smaller species in line for in case you do have high line or electrical wires or utility lines in your yard so you don't put a big tree underneath and
mm-hmm.
years down the road they come and have to cut it off and stuff like that.
Yeah, those are some of the things that you have to think of if you're going to put one on that boulevard. Now, are these trees specifically going to be boulevard trees? Can you get a tree that you want to plant somewhere else in your yard?
That is why the program's kind of changed from the boulevard tree sale to the Arbor Day tree sale. We'll let you, for example, Jeff, you and Terry could put 6 trees in your yard, anywhere in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
We have a volunteer group called the Men of Northfield that come and help my staff assist planting them. So we plant them free of charge. We do all the locates so you could put those 6 trees wherever you wanted in your yard. So that's one of the, I guess, how it's morphed into a different program.
Okay. And that those 6 trees, that's up to 6.
Yep, up to 6.
If you just want one, if you have space for one.
It's 1 to 6. 6 is the max you can have on your that we will sell to your property.
Now, you just named off 10 deciduous trees, and I would imagine that about 98% of our listening audience were thinking, okay, I've heard of maple. I know what that is, but... How is there information? Do you have it on your website that they can take a look and see what might fit in their yard?
Exactly. On the website, there's a I did quite an elaborate description of every tree species that's on the website, so it identifies, gives you a group of picture of maybe a tree that's mature, maybe semi-mature of that species. It gives you an identification of that species, and then it gives you a good quite an knowledge of how high it'll grow, how wide it'll grow, where it should kind of be planted, what soil type it kind of likes, all the different little twists it likes, you know, where you should put that tree.
Now, how far along are these trees?
Anywhere from what we, in the tree world, we refer to them as caliper size. So when I, and I'll give you the brief.
I realize you lived in the tree world there, TJ. But
I am the forester, so yes, I do kind of live in the tree world.
Okay, all right.
We measure trees chest height, and they're about an inch to inch and a half caliper size. So that's the diameter of the tree. So mm-hmm. Some people call them whips. Some people, they're in about to a 5 to 7 gallon pail, if you think of it that way.
Okay.
So they're relatively little trees, but we sell them to you strictly as cost. There is no warranty with the tree, but we love to, we sell them at cost. So they're relatively inexpensive to our nurseries when they're up and running. So they're very good, but, I mean, all a tree really needs is a little TLC and plenty of water, and they usually do quite fine. But so it's one of those things, you know, we try to promote good planting, trimming of trees, where you put them, how you look at them, and stuff like that. And you know, watering is a key thing to make these trees grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in the early going. All right, so where are we at in the process now? Do people pick them out? Do you order them now? When will they actually be delivered and planted?
Today was the start of the tree sale.
Okay.
You can stop out to 1710 Riverview Drive, which is our street and maintenance facility. Purchase the trees then. We will give you a little wooden stake. And we go for 2 weeks now. We'll sell the trees. And then we take a week off because we turn all the utility locates in. We're going to come out and physically say, Jeff Johnson, did you put your stakes in your tree? If they are, we'll find you bought two trees, for example. I'll find the stakes. We'll call in the locates. Then we're going to come back May 12th and plant them all.
All right. So you can go down and take a look at trees. In the meantime, my first thing to do is take a look at the website and see which tree that you would like to have or which trees you would like to have.
Exactly.
And identify some spots in your place and kind of go from there.
That is true.
All right. And the street shop is right down there by, well, the police station. You're right across the street there behind Perkins Restaurant and that area.
I always lovingly say west of Perkins Restaurant, if you went to the other Perkins, you went too far. That's Perkins Transportation.
We're between the Perkins. All right. Anything else about the Boulevard Tree Program?
No, enjoy the snowfall coming.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be gone before the trees actually come and are planted in your yard.
I hope so.
All right. Thanks, TJ.
Take care.
TJ Heinrich, once again from the city of Northfield.